I think immigration task force has to be one of the most important. And I, unlike anybody else in the group, except Betty Hounslow, I wasn't an applicant. Mm. Like I wasn't a couple where one person was applying. It was a fantastic example of people that had all these different backgrounds and no common background, no political background, coming into sort of self-organized political advocacy and campaigning and doing all these things that old political activists like me and Betty would never dream of doing. You know, like petitioning in midnight shift or cornering all sorts of senior politicians or, you know, lecturing people in taxi cabs or... I mean, people had like no boundaries. It was really, really creative. And it was also with people like Betty in the leadership. And I mean, initially Betty got involved as a paralegal worker at Marrickville in 1983, where because people realised that law reform was happening, people like Graham Bray and his partner Rioskane turned up and said, well, we're a couple, we're legal now, shouldn't he be able to stay in the country? And there was this tremendous primary accumulation in this extraordinary model of community development by Betty of a group of litigants or a group of people with a legal problem. And she throws it back at them and says, listen, this is not a law, but why don't you get together and solve your problems together and advocate together? And they do. And I got involved really early because initially it was supposed to be a coalition of MCC and acceptance and counselling service and fuck knows what. So I offered to help out from Gay Solidarity. And I just loved the process, even though, of course, people were all diverse. Mm. And it was tremendously successful because they did a lobbying in Canberra where they took 30 people down, like Betty plus couples, and they rehearsed it and they saw all these politicians. I mean, politicians that, like, I don't know how they got to see them. And then by the middle of 85... they've convinced a Catholic, conservative, right-wing ALP immigration minister that love is love and that they're humans and that they've got just as much right to stay together as any other couple. And he introduces this on their guidance, not something that recognises same-sex marriage or is a sort of homosexual version of de facto, but a new category of emotional interdependence so that we don't have to model our... we don't have to fit this extraordinary diversity of same-sex relationships into any hard criteria about sex or... which is, you know, very dangerous from people from some countries. Like, there's a very conscious agreement between the group and the then government about emotional interdependence as a category which wasn't the same as homosexual. I think, which is a tremendous victory. And I mean, the time between Betty doing this very great community development process with these people, I mean, helped by, in a little way, by me. And I met just wonderful people, like lesbians and gay men, in that process. It was fantastic. I mean, just lesbians and gay men that you'd never met otherwise. I don't just mean from other countries, I mean... you know, Liberal Party people and rich people and, you know, like poor people and just such a variety of people of all different ages. And people did such professional work, not just lobbying, but then advising and counselling and supporting each other. And